So on Thursday in the morning, it will be the initial appearance of Mr. Charles Blé Goudé before the ICC judge. The initial appearance is only a hearing in order to ensure that, first, the identity of the person and the language in which he will be capable of following the procedure and understanding what's the procedure, and also to inform him and to ensure that he understands the charges that are brought against him. So it's a brief hearing, and at the end of it, the judge would indicate what would be the date for the confirmation of charges hearing, which will be in a few months. From now, the confirmation of charges hearing is a preliminary step that allows the judges to decide whether or not the prosecutor has sufficient evidence justifying to hold a trial for this case. And if there are no sufficient evidence, the judges can stop the proceeding at the preliminary stage.
But the ICC has initially instituted an arrest warrant against Charles Blé Goudé. Is it safe to say that, therefore, the ICC has enough evidence?
Yes, of course. But an arrest warrant is issued based on the element of evidence that has been presented by the prosecutor. But at the time, there was no possibility for the defense to know and to challenge this evidence. So there is a need for this additional step, which is the confirmation of charges, for the defense to be informed of the evidence that the prosecutor has, to be able to challenge that and to present to the judges the results of their own investigation or counter-investigation about all this before the judges makes a finding whether or not to commit this case for a trial.
I spoke with some people in Ivory Coast, and it appears that supporters of the former president of Ivory Coast say that this is yet another case of victor's justice, and that those who are supporters of former President Gbagbo are being prosecuted by the ICC, though there is ample evidence that both sides committed the atrocities. Is this the case of victor's justice here in Ivory Coast, Dr. Abdallah?
The answer is no, a strong no. First, the prosecutor investigates in the framework that has been established by the chamber, and the chamber directed the prosecutor to investigate allegations of crimes against humanity allegedly committed by both camps. And, of course, we have first three arrest warrants that have been issued and made public, and we know already the position of the prosecutor, who indicated in her statement last Saturday that this is not the end of the work of the prosecution in Ivory Coast. The investigations are continuing, and they are collecting more evidence. And where warranted and as warranted, the prosecutor will bring further cases before the ICC judges without fear or favor, and irrespective of sides or political affiliation of the perpetrators. This is completely about justice, and justice can only be done in an impartial way and under the final supervision of the ICC judges, who are completely impartial, as you know.
But people on the ground say that it appears the wheel of justice is moving faster when it comes to the supporters of former President Gbagbo, but slower on the other side. What assurances will the ICC give such people who are expressing concern that it appears that it's only one group that is being targeted?
Well, basically, as I said, the ICC prosecutor has to collect the evidence, and it is in, depending on the evidence that can be collected, then cases can be presented to the ICC judges. So when the prosecutor feels that the evidence in her hands are sufficient, the prosecutor presents additional requests for arrest warrants or summonses to appear. That may be presented in confidential filing or in public filings, depending on what would be necessary to ensure the success of the operation. So it is something that the prosecutor has to decide on and to submit it to the judges. And then the judges, who are known for their integrity and for their impartiality, are the guarantee the whole impartiality and fairness of the whole proceeding.